Okay.
Okay, let me get, let's see. Okay, so the name of my talk this morning is Famous Last Words. On page 26 of Nellie and Linda's book, they describe meditation as a process of being nudged toward self-honesty, kindness, and care. Today, I'd like to focus my talk on the word care, which, according to one of the early Buddhist texts, was actually the last word spoken before his death by the Buddha. While preparing this talk, I came across a Wikipedia article consisting of a long list of, quote, famous last words. Two of the entries particularly struck me. The last words of two spiritual teachers, Jesus and the Buddha. Those of you with a Catholic background will be familiar with the practice called the Stations of the Cross, where you contemplate the last hours of the life of Jesus. His final last words, according to that, were, "It is finished." A simple statement of present moment awareness, spoken by a young man whose life had come to an untimely and agonizing end. On the other side of the human spectrum, human lifespan, the Buddha was an elder when he died. According to tradition, he was in his 80s and had taught for about 45 years, time enough to use a lot of words in his teachings. But he chose one for his final word. In the language of Pali, which the early texts are written in, the Buddha's last word was appamatta. He compared this word to an elephant's footprint, said to be the largest footprint of any land animal, large enough for all other animal footprints to fit into. According to Stephen Batchelor, by choosing this particular word as his last, the Buddha may have been using it to synthesize his teachings, or as an overwhelming, overarching idea that somehow held the rest in place. So, two brief sentences precede this final word to comprise his last teaching. The first sentence is, "Conditions are subject to ceaseless change and decay." More simply put, we could say, everything changes. Or even more bluntly, things fall apart. The second sentence is, "Tread the path with care." Other words besides care are also used in different translations, such as heedfulness, vigilance, diligence, conscientiousness. But for me personally, I like the word care. It's short, to the point, and rich with layers of meaning. Consider these phrases: to be careful, to extend care, to care about. All of these are definitions of the word care. And I've been thinking lately about ways to incorporate these various definitions of care into my meditation practice and life. So here are some of my thoughts. First phrase, to be careful. This first layer of meaning refers, of course, to making an effort to doing something correctly and safely, paying close and mindful attention to something you're doing, using caution and diligence. If we incorporate the first sentence of the Buddha's words here, we have the following statement: things fall apart. Tread the path carefully. So, one way I've been working with this teaching is trying to remember to spend time reflecting carefully on my speech and actions. Or I could put it another way, trying to spend at least as much time carefully questioning and reflecting on my own actions as I might be carefully sizing up the actions of others. For me, another aspect of being careful is trying to carefully listen to others and also being more carefully present and focused on what I'm doing rather than multitasking. Just to mention several of my own less than careful habits and tendencies. The second phrase, to extend care to. This is another layer of meaning, namely doing things to provide assistance in a situation of need. Again, combining this with the first sentence, we have things fall apart. As you tread the path, extend care to all. For myself, I think of this as looking for opportunities to reach out and extend myself rather than staying safe in my own little bubble. By this, I don't mean denying my needs or limits, but rather looking for caring ways to move towards other people and things outside of myself and my own self-interest. I also think about extending care as it applies to my relationship with my inner world. In other words, trying to provide more caring attention and friendship toward my own thoughts and emotions, especially the uncomfortable ones, as opposed for looking for ways to distract and distance myself from inner discomfort as quickly as possible. The third phrase, to care about, obviously meaning feeling interest, affection, and love, which of course is another layer of the meaning for care. So we have this statement: things fall apart. Care about everything and everyone you meet on the path. Well, I don't know how this sounds to any of you, but I hear it as a pretty tall order. It's definitely aspirational, but for me at least, also inspirational. We all know it's not hard to care about the people we love and the things in our lives that are going our way. But I hear this statement as encouragement also to find a way to care a little more for people and things that don't fit that criteria. Granted, there is a danger of using an ideal, such as caring about all things, to deny or sugarcoat a feeling or situation. But of course, actual caring can never be achieved that way. One method that has worked at times for me is based on a phrase I heard Thich Nhat Hanh say years ago during a public talk. The phrase is, we are all fragile flowers. I kind of laughed at that at the time, but I never forgot it. When I remind myself of everyone's vulnerability and the fact that all of us are much more than a collection of our worst moments, these thoughts help to open more caring inside of me. A final definition for the word care is one that I'm not sure applies to the Buddha's use of this word. But in English, care can also be defined as a burden, something that worries you, feels heavy, or makes you unhappy. It occurred to me as I worked on this talk that defining care in this way connects us back to one of the famous first words that the Buddha used in his long teaching career, namely, dukkha, the truth that all of us will be faced with suffering, difficulty, and numerous cares and burdens throughout our lives. So maybe we can invent a fourth phrase, things fall apart, extend care to our cares. In Buddhism, the words awakening and enlightenment are often used to describe the goal or aim of spiritual practice. These words have profound depth and meaning, but they're also pretty abstract nouns. On the other hand, being careful, extending care, and caring about are verbs. They're action-oriented. These are famous last words that I can really work with. That's the end of my talk.